One of the things I'd like to do this year, we've done most years in the past, is to have chaburs. And every time that we have done it, guys found it valuable. It's an extra burden. Guys have a lot of burden, so that's a problem. But the other guys who did it, they really did find that they had a tellus from it. So what I've done in the past, what I want to do this time as well, is that we should set it up. There should be a round robin. Basically, it's if you're in the shiur for more than a year. Because if you're only in the shiur for less than a year, then it's just optional. If you want to gesundheit, and if not, you don't have to. But if the guys are in the shiur ready for the second year in the shiur, so hopefully even now you're a big lamin, so maybe it's a big problem. And I'd like to have it that maybe to work it out so that maybe once a semester you say a chabur for the guys in your group. We'll break it up into groups. Chabur doesn't have to be a long marocha, 45 minutes. Chabur could be even 15 minutes, just a kasha maybe with a teres, ha'ara, hakira with a raya, whatever it is, some thought that's, something you thought about when you were learning, and you want to, present it to your chaver. If you want it to be more ambitious, that's fine. But it could be, the first time I said a chabur when I came to the mirror many, many years ago, so they approached me about saying a chabur. I was a little kid then. I was younger than I think any of you. And so I remember the guy came over to me. So I asked him, does it have to be original? So he said, well, the question doesn't have to be original. The answer should be original. But I'm not even so accurate about that. But just it should be something that you worked out on your own. Kasha, teretz, again, could be staples of kasha and teretz that you saw somewhere else, whatever it is, or something more original. But anyway, something that you feel is worthwhile presenting. It doesn't have to be long. It could be 15 minutes, 20 minutes, it could be 10 minutes, it could be half an hour, whatever, somewhere between 10 minutes and half an hour. And so if you just, we'll arrange, the shiur assistants will arrange to break the guys up into, if you're a first year guy, so then let them know that you want to do it, or if you want to do it or not. And we'll try to make this happen over the course of the semester. I'll try to work it out. I'd like to try to work it out that it should be like once a semester, that you say. I don't think it's too big a burden. If you have a note, as you're learning with your chabur, if you have a ha'ara, you have something, so write it down. And then that could be your chabur. So, but you learn by doing, and it's worthwhile. I know I was a little bit intimidated by it the first time I had to give a chabur, I found it intimidating. But in the long run, it was very valuable. Okay, let's start the Mishnah. Mevavon Mural. So the Mishnah says, Kesu tell them, I say, Meshachin is a kaya b'aretz. Ve'eitz yoytzei. Crossbeam comes out. Umakesh tayodov zu al gabi zu. V'toyloisa. So according to Tanakama, the eights was sunk into the ground. Was a vertical eights, and then there was something coming out, and that's how they were toilet. Abyesi yemer hakayim muta ala kaisel v'toyloisa kadeach shatavochem leisim. Abyesi says that the eights was not sunk to the ground. The eights was just sitting on top of the ground and it didn't topple over because it was leaned against they leaned it against the garage and. That's how the guy hung. We'll see later in the Gemara. The machlekes is that there's Rabbi Yosi holds that the ace is not allowed to be in the dug into the ground because then it's mechusar tlisha. And the Chacham say it doesn't have to be. It doesn't matter that it's mechusar tlisha. We'll see in the Sugya Gemara. Matir noisim yad, and they were taken down right away because of leisolim. So they would put them up right near Shkia, and they were taken down right away. V'imlon oiv leisus say shenem leisolim neblase el ace ki kovet tikrenu. We talked about in the past. Amar Meir, Meshoshan Mistar Shkina Maloshan Emeres, Kalani Mireshi Kalani Mizrei. Rabbi Meir dashes the word kilas to mean something else. Gemara Tzibur, as one of the guys pointed out when we were talking about this, there are Meir's not arguing in Tanakama. He also agrees that kilas means a loshan of klala. But he darshans that it also has a meaning somehow in the extra lama. This is also an implication of a different idea of kal leis that it's a loshen of tsar, that the shechina said kilos elokim toli means that the fact that somebody is toli and is mutl bevizoyin is a tsar for the shechina. The shechina says by kalani mizroi, kalani miroishi, And in Kenem Mokim Isar Al Domin Shul Rishom Shnishpach Kal V'chaim Al Domin Shul Tzadikim. V'lo Yizu B'lad Omru, says the Mishnah, another halacha, that not only is there like Solon by a Toli, by a Rugi Beistin, L'kol HaMalan Es Mesa Eivir B'lo Yizu Say, but every person who is Malan a Mes, is Eivir in the Lava B'lo Solon. Yil Yinu L'chayru L'hovi L'orim V'tachrichim Eina Eivir Olav. After the ikal habosar, malakin satzomas the kaiven nice and kaiven, then they would be kaivim kipei olvus after you have the kapar. The kaivim, well, let's see the Rashi's up to this point. Meshak and noyetsim beitzi yitzi mimeno kimin yosid who are not yitzim and akaris almal chayrosho. The makif soima pi loy zu etzel zu. Kamoi shleimin amukif, which means samoch. Kamoi makefis v'kara l'shem loshem kiru. B'taylo esay biyadei. Mutala kaisel. Loi haisa yitzu ba'aretz. Loi she'echad ala aretz. Loi she'echad samoch l'kaisel. Shem shemayim eschal, shem eskirin she'zeb birchoi. It's a piercing for tefillas Hashem. We saw earlier in the sugya, so even though they were also katayla noyim and abedazara, so the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs and the Ramban in the Sefer Chumash both say that's also a chilul Hashem, because people see that somebody was noyim abedazara. Shalom mitzdar sheperonis bala ba'avaymei malashin emeris beizin lashin kevelis from mitzdedes. Kavadim reishi kavish adam shiagev oyev oyev reishi covered olai Israel covered olai. Vayinu kibul as kal leis ani eni kal leisu b'vay leis seil kol amesim halanosim b'leis seil kibyolof b'brayse miyubuya d'tikvareno. So we want to read we can cover the Quran. Yeah, that we'll also see in the Quran. So the Kavanah is to keep us alive. So we should ain't taking Russia until Tadak. Kach mafars the Gemara. Stay close. The Gemara mafars Taimel. And look, we should be seen as Taimel the Arba. The Sakel Abosu can escape him with Sosoi. Who is Yonai? So then Malakin said, "Some of the Kavan the keep us alive." Yeah, let's see the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues. The Kavan boyim the Shalom Mishloim Adayon Mishloim Adim. Shalom Mishain the Libeinu Aleichem. She didn't emes dantem. There was no availus on Eruge Beistin. So let's see one thing at a time. First of all, why was there no availus? So Rashi says, that the bizoyin of there not being availus was part of the kapar. That's why they weren't misavul. In order they should have the bizoyin, and that bizoyin is the star to the kapar. I'm not sure if the Rambam agrees or not, so I don't know for sure. I'm going to say Beferish. The Rambam puts together the halacha that there was no avelus by Harugi Beistin with the halacha that a kain is not metame to Harugi Beistin. Here's the Rambam. Here. You can move for the Aleph. Aleph test. Aleph or Avel test. Kol Arugi Malchus. There is Avelus. Aval Harugi based in Ein Misablu Neim Aval Ainim Shein Ani Misel Vilei. So it's not here. funny. Ram Sam puts together an halacha that the God Velas by Ruge Basin and the halacha that explains that Matamit Ruge Basin. But now I don't remember where it is. Because I can't find it. Okay, we'll worry about it. I'll try to find it, and then I'll let you know. Let's finish the Mishnah, because the main thing I want to talk about today is the end of the Mishnah. Below you, Misablim, you don't have Velus and Harugi based in. Aval Oinanim. But there was Aninus. She ain't Aninus Elabalev. Says Rashi, El Oinanim. Oinanim Abad. They ain't a covered the horror. What does this mean? That they were. What is this? What the? What does the word aninus over here mean? Well, what's the definition of aninus? What was the nafkamina? Does it mean just they were sad? Ram is Beis what?
Beis Ches.
Yeah, that's the one I was supposed to do. Perek Beis Alach Ches. V'chein kol oisom she'omru she'ein misabim aleim. All those people who you're not misabim. On Harugi Basin, Bishop Pishu Midaki Tibur, Vanifolim, Vamarabaras Miladras, ain't Klein Mitamilam. Klein is not Mitamit Harugi Basin either. Why is the Klein not Mitamit Harugi Basin? So the Nursi Caleb being. Okay, we're going to add from Loyitami Balba Amo, the Isa Maisa Amo. From. I don't know what he's going. Rise of the Torah's coin. The Amov. There's Mamshim Isim Isa Amov. Loisha Pishim Midaki Tzibla. So the coin's not Matame Terugi Basin because they're not Isim Isa Amov. Not Isim Isa Amcha. But the Ram puts it together with Alokha Mavelus. But there's no Avelus for Arugi Basin. So it's not Mamish Muchuch. But I thought it's the Hadoram Noitim that the Ramam holds. That the reason why they weren't misabel for Ruge Basin is not like Rashi says, in order to give them extra kapar, but rather it's because it's by the din that a kain is matamit to kovim, the Torah says that it's only by isa maisa amcha, and the Rambam holds that hilchas avelus is toloi in the din that a kain is matamit to kovim, and the Rambam kushitosa, because the Rambam is sefer mitzvahs, and we have a sefer mitzvah. Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs Asay Lama Zayin, very fascinating and astounding Rambam. Where does it say in the Torah Mishnah Avelus? So I'm showing all the Avelus to the Rabbanim. The Rambam Shita, like the Rif, is that Avelus, your mission is the Reis. Where in the Torah is the Mitzvah Avelus? So the Rambam says in Mitzvahs Asay Lama Zayin, which is the Mitzvah Shiitamu HaKoyanim L'Kroivim HaNiskarim B'Torah. The mitzvah that kain of lo yitama, the mitzvah that kain shemim v'tamit is to kraven. So the Rama says, after he brings the mitzvah, v'ze ba'atmai hu mitzvahs ibul. This is the mitzvah of Elus. K'loimer ki kol ish mi Yisrael chayev v'hisabal al kraven, k'loimer chamishim say mitzvah. That a person v'chuyuv tim v'hisabal al kraven. U'lechazik chiyuv ze, and in order to reinforce the chiyuv of Avelus, Bir Oisa B'Koyin, the Torah was Mevar in regard to a Koyin, Shil Muzer Al Tumah, that even though he's Muzer Al Tumah, Shiitame Al Koponim Kishar Yisrael, to a curve he should be Metame, Kedeshlo Yechlash Dina Avelus. In order not to weaken The Kohen's, Norman ordinarily doesn't come into contact with Mason, so maybe he wouldn't even be Misabel. So the Torah says, no, Kohen by a Korav, even a Kohen has to be Mitami to the Krovim, and that's in order that he should be Misabel on the Krovim. So very interesting Rambam. So the Rambam puts together the mitzvah of Kohen Mitami to Krovim with the mitzvah of Avelus. And the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Avel also, the Rambam at the beginning of every section of Halachos, he has the mitzvahs that are in those Halachos. Just a second. So the Rambam says that the mitzvah is, says that Hilchos Avel has Yesh B'chol and Arba mitzvahs. There are four mitzvahs I say. One mitzvah to say rather in 3:11, and the first and the essay is lishabel al koyvim, the mitzvah of avelus, v'yafilu koyin, even a koyin mitame umisabel al koyvim, is mitame to koyvim and is misabel to koyvim. But the Shitas Rambam is, at least seems to be, we'll see later more, but the Shitas Rambam Kaponim Sefer Mitzvahs is that the mitzvah assay of avelus is learned out from. Maybe learned after is the wrong word, but it's identified with the mitzvah of lo yitamei l'kohen's mitamei l'kohen. So now the Torah said that it's only oisem ma'isamcho, that a kohen is not mitamei to kohen or not oisem ma'isamcho, and therefore he's not mitamei to parshim d'achi sibur and he's not mitamei to arugin beistin. So it stands to reason that for the same reason there's no chiyuv avelus, and I think that's why the Rambam puts them together, that kol elu she'emes avim leim ain kohen mitamei leim. The Mashmois Hadvarim in the Rambam, I can't say for sure, Mashmois Hadvarim in the Rambam is that the reason why there was no Avelus for Arugia based in is because it's tied into to the Din of the Kohen is Matami to Krovim. That's the Shurish for Mitzvah Zibul. Zeu Ba'atzmi Mitzvah Zibul. And there's Exeris HaKosuv that if he's not Isam Isa Amcha, there's no, the Kohen's not Matami. That's an indication that therefore there's no Avelus either. I think it's not like Rashi says, that has to do with kapara, that they wanted the Tarugi basin to have more kapara, so therefore they weren't misabel the Tarugi basin.
The Rambam in the
Shemesh Mishnah,
so the reason that he gives is because it's not like appropriate to mourn a rasha or somebody that did something bad.
Did you say that?
So it says because they haven't gotten a kapara yet, so they're not b'nei avelus.
Yeah, it doesn't say appropriate. He says that they're not. The Rambam is telling me something else. Why weren't the Rambam says like this? The Rambam says that by the Kfura, they did not yet have the Kapara. So they're not Bnei Avelus. And after Ikal HaBosar, then already they had the Kapara, and by then already they are Bnei Avelus, but Hail Benitchu Yitchu, which is based on the Gemara later on. And Chesam Ezeiz, I think. So the Rambam's not saying why there's no Avelus on somebody who didn't have a Kapara. I'm saying somebody didn't have a kapara is not a ben avelus, and even though they had the kapara because they were already killed, so why can't they be misabel on them now? They were already killed. So no, but kaidim ikul boshar, they did not yet have the kapara, and kolzman they didn't have the kapara, they're not bnei avelus. But why are they not bnei avelus? That the Ram doesn't say. They're not bnei avelus because the Ram doesn't spell out. Maybe they're not bnei avelus. It's exeris hakosuv. I said my samcha. You still had your hand up before. So first of all, I don't know if aninus over here means the aninus, what we call aninus, and not being of being oistik b'mitzvah. What does that have to do with aninus el v'leit? I don't think aninus of our Mishnah is nowadays. Practically, rabbinics we call aninus this person who's potter in a mitzvah because he's oistik and kfur. In the lashon of the Mishnah, it's called mishnah meisim mutul lefanov. Mishnah in brachos. Mishnah meisim mutul lefanov is potter in kriyshma and filu mikol mitzvah samur svatayr. I'm not sure, maybe I'm wrong, I'm not sure that that's called the Einon in Lashon Chazal. What? So first of all, I'm not sure. That's a suffix by itself. Are the Krovim Chayiv by Haruga Basin, are the Krovim Chayiv and Kfura? I don't know that they're not. I mean, maybe they're not. Maybe Basin is Chayiv and Kfura. Maybe the Krovim aren't. But I don't know that they're not. The Rambam says there's no mitzvah for a Kohen to be Metame, because the mitzvah for a Kohen to be Metame is tied into the mitzvah Sa'ivu.
The Rambam hold the same as the Kohen
Metame. No, the Rambam doesn't hold that everybody's a Kohen Metame. Nothing. That's not like a shame that other craven have a field in the tammy. Who she chose she won or she tammy have coin in the craven. The job after Mrs. Evil. Who had the key of the dear race of the coin to Musa like the look. I don't mean Mrs. Evil. But you see from the end that's not true, because you see he says Nasha of Kayanis is Potter. Okay, Hanamis is actually my brother. No, he doesn't have Nasha of Potter. Where?
I
you don't have it in front of you, but.
I thought he said Nasha of Potter and the Rai was in fact that the Possum put by Koyan. The point was, you should definitely find us all Nasha.
Okay, I'll read you the end. Vachia Vazeshin is Kayan HaKoyan, the Yitamil Koyan. Ain had noshim chayov esvay. Ki misha muzur miyitamei luzulas hakoivim. It's only people who have the iser to be metamei in general, except for koivim. Hushin it's tavei shitamei lekoivim. They have the mitzvah to be metamei to koivim. Aval achihenes shaloi hiser ala mitumas meis. Mrs. Koivim doesn't have an iser to be metamei to meis. Or Bas Koivim doesn't have an iser to be metamei to meis. Loi tziva lo vele gozer le shet tamei. So she doesn't have the tzivi to be metamei to a koro. Avotinik Avelus, she does have a mitzvah Avelus, Ubishusuli Tami, but the Tumah is a Rishus. So if that's true about a Bas Kohen, it certainly should be true about a Yisrael. So that after a Noshim, the Rambam says that a Kehenis is Potter because she had no Isser Tumah L'Koyvim. Since she has no Isser Tumah L'Koyvim, she has no Chiyuv to be Mitami to. Since she has no Isser Tumah L'Meis, she has no Chiyuv to be Mitami to L'Kar. Even an Ishi said, even a man. No, but it's zu be'asmi mitzvahs ibul by everybody. Look, they lechat with a chazik chi of zed in a mechazik the chi of avelus.
So why fear of so zibo so fun? Only kohen have a mitzvah.
They just have a
generic
mitzvah. They have
kohen. Why say
beer
and not zibo? Beer means
the generic, which is explained. Beer oisiv b'kayin shemuzul atomu. Sheyitame yalkapanim kishay yisrael kishelayechlas din avelus. I don't know, but you see from the end that it's not. It's the beer I said Bekoyan means it wasn't Arabic. I don't know exactly how much it was that. Okay, but Akoponim, you see from the end, the Ram Sheet is that a Kohenis and culture in Israel don't have a belief of Lo Yitama. It's a Rishus by them. But the mitzvah of Lo Yitama, nonetheless. What?
So
Yisrael are not Yisraelis?
Yeah.
But what sense would it make? He saw the Nadi say, "It's not even suspicious." My grandma
b'chah. And for some reason, the
pasuk
was the
time. No, I don't think so. How does Rambam say it? How does Rambam say it in the
Yad?
What?
The Torah also is right.
I can't hear.
The Torah also is not.
Yeah, but they say that here you have a mitzvah. It's not even suspicious. My grandma. It's no. It's not. Now you're going to kehes because it's not mitzvah with time of the kovim. She doesn't have a tumah. It's a tumah's mace, but it is no by yisur.
Ram doesn't make chibur.
It's not like it was some zersa kosuv, but it's not. Where's the ramen? Hold on a second. Yeah, the mitzvah's evil is on everybody.
So what's Mitzvah Seva? Mitzvah Seva
Yeah, that's hakha funny. That's strange in the Rambam. That's one of the strange things in the Rambam.
No.
Where is he being the mitzvah of a kohen to be mitaveh to
kohen?
What?
It's Ogil Beis Vod, I
think. Yeah. Kama chamur a mitzvah saveilus. Doesn't sound to me like this could be anything but Kohanim. Yeah, anyway, I think that's how it is. I think it's only Kohanim. But then, well, you can check it out more. I know. I seem to recollect there are shittas and rishonim that make these for everybody. I think they're on the house.
I think that's the saga that arrived on the Rambam.
Where?
Even Isha Rus is metamela.
the Rambam holds that a kehenes isn't tzuvah in lo yitama. I don't know what he holds about Yisrael. The Rambam holds that a kehenes isn't tzuvah in lo yitama. Yeah, I don't know what he holds about Yisrael. Okay, anyway, check it out. I don't know. Yeah. We are talking about in the Sefer HaMitzvahs?
No, but also know you read it was from Yad.
Kama Chamur and Mitzvahs Avelus.
Okay.
Yeah, the Rama seems to have a sheet of needs a Hezbollah. We're going to talk more about the Rama because there's other issues in the Rama. The Rama somehow learned that the Kohen's Mitzvah of Lo Yitama is to be the Chazak Mitzvahs Avelus, and it somehow serves as the assay for Mitzvahs Avelus. Even though, very bizarre, because A, the mitzvah of Lo Yitama is only by a Kohanim, not by a Kohenis even. And a Kohenis has the mitzvah of Avelus.
There's no
reason
to think about that.
What?
Why do you think that
if the
mitzvah doesn't have
the mitzvah of Lo Yitama, it's not by Yisrael? Let's just assume, for argument's sake, that it's not by Yisrael. And number two, besides which, let's say a Kohenis doesn't have the mitzvah of Lo Yitama, according to the Rama. But she does have the mitzvah of Avelus. So after the Rambam say that they go together. And there's other problems also, because the mitzvah of Avelus is after the Kfur, and the mitzvah of Avelus is until the Kfur. No, maybe I'll talk about it right now. There's a few spheres, there's a few issues with the Rambam. Because the Rambam, there's another problem. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Avelus, the Rambam writes like this. We just saw the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Mitzvahs to say Lamed Zayin, that the mitzvah of Lo Yitama is Zuhi Mitzvah Ibul. The source of the Torah, that's the place where the Torah gives the Zuhi Mitzvah Ibul. This is where the Torah gave the Mitzvah Ibul. Because the Torah said Lo Yitama, and the reason why the Torah said Lo Yitama is in order that it should be Matami Umisabal Alakraven. Matami Umisabal Alakraven. That was again the Rambam's Lashon Beis Vav of Avelus. So Ram learns the Torah gave the mitzvah of Lo Yitama k'deishi is asikim akreivim v'yisabal aleihem. So the mitzvah of Lo Yitama is a chizuk, according to the Rambam, that he should be misabal al akreivim. I think the Shai is kohanim need that chizuk. You say don't need that chizuk of Lo Yitama because they're not mitzvah tumah b'nem zayin yishu. But be that as it may. The Rambam says that the mokka for mitzvahs evil, for mitzvahs avelus, is from Lo Yitama. Now, on the other hand, listen to the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Avelus. Says the Rambam as follows: Halacha Aleph, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Mitzvahs asay liz abel ala kovim. Shenemar. So what should the Rambam say?
Lo Yitama.
Shenemar viachalti chatas hayoyim hayita v'ena Hashem. Now here says altogether different mocha for Avelus. So Aaron and Kohen Moshe Ben Yosef, why didn't you eat from the carbon from the Sirish Chodesh? So Aaron said, what are you talking about? I'm a Chatasayim, I'm an I can't eat Kachim. Ram says, that's the mocha for mitzvah Savelus. Shenema v'yachal dechatasayim. Comment to me is that everybody asks. First of all, it's a steer, Chayr's steer in Ram. The Ram in the Sefer Mitzvah said that it's learned out from the mitzvah Savelus from Lo Yitama. Here the Ram in the Yad says that it's from v'yachal dechatasayim. And you can't even say the Rambam is chosen from the Sefer HaMitzvahs to the Sefer Hayah, because in the Sefer HaMitzvahs itself, he also is Rambam to the Sefer of Lo Yitama. Because right before, when he lists the mitzvahs of that are going to be in Hilchas Avel, in the heading for Hilchas Avel, he said the first mitzvah was lisabal al akreivim viafilu koyin mitame umisabal al akreivim. And we saw just a minute ago in Beis Vav where the Rambam also says kama chamura mitzvahs ibul that shari nitchas layatuma. Kadeshis Asikimoin Vis Abalain Shanemar, Kim Shera Karab Elov, Loyitama. So Rambam in Beis Vavin in the heading, he brings this concept that Loyitama is a chizik for Mitzvah Saveilus. Torah said Loyitama in order that it should be Misabel. And here he says something else entirely. He says that the Mokah for Avelis, Mitzvah Saveilus Abel, Shanemar, Biachalti Chata Sayyid. It's question number one, still in the Rambam. Question number two in the Rambam, they asked. What's the Rambam saying over here in the Hilkas Avelis? He says the source for Avelus is from the Isra Aninus. It's from the fact that an Oinon is not Oichel Kotchen. Aaron Akain said, I can't eat from the carbon because I'm an Oinon. That shows me Mishnah Sarelis. So number one, where does that show me Mishnah Sarelis at all? That shows me that Oinon is also the Kotchen. Like, how does that show me that there's a Mishnah Sarelis altogether? Like, one thing, what is in the world does one thing have to do with the other? An Oinon is also the Kotchen. Oinon means somebody had a mace, so till the end of the day, he's also Beachilis Kotchen. Who says that has anything in the world to do with Avelus? Avelus means Avelus, Yisur Avelus, Yisur Chitza, Yisur Tashmish, Yisur, all the Yisur Tanugim. Who says that has anything to do with the Yisur of Achilles Kalshim? Number two, the Yisur, I'll bring you a riot of the two things that have nothing to do with each other. Because when is the Yisur Aninus, the Yisur of an Oinon to eat Kalshim, when does it start? Right away to Miso. Right away with the Miso, the Oinon becomes also to do Avoida and to eat Kodshim till the end of the day, Adalaila. When does Avelus start? Dimas HaGoel. Dimas HaGoel? Dimas HaGoel. Shita Saramban is that Avelus starts right away with the Miso also. The only thing is that certain aspects of Avelus that would interfere with getting ready for the funeral are suspended until after the funeral. So not wearing shoes, that wouldn't interfere with going to the funeral, so that's suspended. Yitzhiyah Mibesai obviously wouldn't interfere with the funeral, so that's suspended. But other Isuri Avelus, according to the Rabban, Isuri Chitza and so on, all of those things kick in right away with the Misa. But the Rambam Shita is that Avelus starts with Stimas HaGoel, and Kodem Stimas HaGoel, there are no Isuri Avelus at all. So if that's the case, so the question is, what's going on over in the Rambam? How can you tell me, Rambam, that the issue of an Oinon to eat Kodshim is based on the fact, it has to do with Avelus? They have different manim. The issue of Avelus is after Stimas HaGoel, and till the end of the day, same with the Raisa. And the issue, but the issue of the Dinei Aninus, the issue of an Oinon Lechel to Kodshim, and to do Avodin Kodshim, is right away by the beginning of the day. It's right away by the Miso. So obviously, one has nothing to do with the other. They have their own, they have separate trajectories. So how can the Ram put them together?
The Rambam goes on to say in the same aloha about that Avelus Menachar is only the first day.
Yeah, it's only the first day, but it only starts after Stimas HaGoel. Because the problem is that the Isra of an Oinon to eat Kodshim starts right away with the Misa till the end of the day. The Isra of Avelus is only from the Kfir till the end of the day. So they end the same time, but they start at different times. So what does this Aninus have to do? How can the Isra of Aninus to eat Kodshim, of an Oinon to eat Kodshim, obviously doesn't have anything to do with Avelus? So we have here, and the truth is, in the Rambam say for mitzvahs, we could ask an opposite question. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of Lo Yitama has to do with Avelus, but Lo Yitama is only until the Kfur, and Avelus is Dafka after the Kfur. But maybe that's not so terrible. The Rambam says it's a chizik to mitzvahs Avelus. But here he says that this is, that the fact that Aaron considered himself to be an Oinon had to do with the fact that he was Noyig Avelus. It's not true. Even Kodim Kfur, Aaron was also Deh Kodshim, and then he wasn't an Oinon. So I think what all of this conduces to is that the Rambam held that the Torah says that an Oinon is also in Kodesh. Also in Maaseh Sheni, also in Kodshim, also in Avodah, Mechala Avodah, all these halachos. What makes him an Oinon? What is the definition of an Oinon? So the Rambam held that the definition of an Oinon is a person who is Osuk with the Mace. If he's not Osuk with the Mace, then he's not Oinon. He's just a guy. What makes him a Mace is the Asuk with the Mace. So mele kodem kura, and so mele kodem kura. So the esek with the mace is that he's busy with being kovid the mace, being metame to the mace, being kovid the mace. But after the kura is finished, so with what is he still also with the mace? Why is he still the oimer? Aaron said, "Vachalti chatas yoyim." They were already buried. So with what was he? With what was he owning? What did he have to do with the mace? Al kochok, there's an esek with the mace that continues after the avelus, after the kvur. After the kvur, the esek hamace becomes the avelus, and therefore he's owning. The aininus continues until as long as the avelus continues, which is till the end of the day, because avelus yomish and there isek. So, and I think what you're saying is also true. The kvur. And the avelus afterwards, to be metame to the mace if he's a kohen, which is a way to make sure that the kohen will also be oisik in the kvura, is and the avelus after the kvura, even though they're obviously very different actions, but they have in common that they're oisik hamace, the oisik to be kohen the mace, the oisik to be misabel al hamace, they all belong to the oisik hamace, and it's the oisik hamace that makes him an oimah. That defines him as an oimer. So therefore, I don't think it's not a kash in the Rama. How can the Rama say that the source for aninus and mishun is from Aaron Akhen saying ve'achalti chatas hayoyim? But the answer kotzim is right away when he dies, and avelus only starts after stimus hagel. That's not what the Rama means. The Rama means that I'm going to show you that there's avelus, that there's such a thing as avelus in Torah. It says in Torah there's such a thing as avelus because Aaron Akhen said ve'achalti chatas hayoyim, that the whole day he was also ve'achilus kotzim. Why did Aaron think he's also Bechilis Kotchen the whole day? Up to the Kvura, I understand that he was Oinon. But after the Kvura, he's not Oinon anymore. With what is he also going to mace? Al Kochok, it says in this Pasuk that there's a concept of Esek HaMace that continues after the Kvura till the end of the day. What is that? That's Mitzvah Avelus. So that's what the Ram says in Hilchus in the beginning, in Aleph Aleph. That the source in Torah is that there's Avelus till the end of the day, or that there's Avelus at all. But there's some Esek HaMace that continues after the Kvura is from what Aaron HaKohen said, Ve'achal Tichat HaSayet. On the other hand, that's not the mitzvah saseh, because the echalti chatas hayoyim is not a mitzvah saseh. It's a sipur dvarim. We want it to be a mitzvah saseh. Where is the mitzvah saseh to be misasik with the mace? The only mitzvah saseh that we find in her to misasik with the mace is lo yitam, and that therefore has to be the peg on which we hang all of the imperatives to be misasik with the mace, because we extrapolate. That the reason why the Torah said that a kohen should be metame to a mace is to be mischazik, that he should be metame. What's the lashon of the Rama over here? I feel a kohen metame umisabel al kohen. The Torah gave this mitzvah lo yitama in order to give a chiv that you have to be oisik with the mace. And Torah said it with by a kohen because he's the one who needs to be metame. Other people, the tumah by mile of lemur. So the particular lo yitama is a kohen specification for your yisrael or even for your kohenis. So the being metame doesn't mean anything because you have no issue to them. But so that by a kohen the Torah said be metame. But from there we generalize that there's a chiv apparently to be oisik with the mace. So that's the mitzvah saseh. So that's why when we're looking for the mitzvah saseh, the only mitzvah saseh we have is lo yitama. But on the other hand, the Rambam, when the Rambam said where to say avelus in the Torah, he can't just bring lo yitama because from lo yitama I only know that there's a mitzvah to be oisik with the mace in kvura, in kvura sameis. But how do we know that it extends to the whole till the end of the day? Al yidei avelus. So that I need the sipur dvarim ve'achalti chatas hayoyim. There's buzz of a limit on that. The lo yitama says the Torah gives a tzivui to be misasik with the mace. The Torah says one particular facet of it that a kohen has to be metame to a mace, and that's miyuchat to kohanim. Doesn't really apply to Yisraelim. But from there we learn out that there's a mitzvah to be misasik with the mace, and any esek hamace, whether it's kurus hamace, and so any esek hamace that we have. The force of it, what gives it the force of an asay, is that it says lo yitam, which is a mitzvah asay. So now any esek hamase that the Torah requires now gets the force of an asay, and we call it the lo yitam. But what exactly are the iske hamase that the Torah is mechayev? In lo yitam, I'll know you have to be metame to a mace. Maybe you can get from there the akhayev of the mace, but you're not going to get from there the notion that you have to be misabel on the mace after kvur. So that's I need the hashlomo from the sipur dvarim of Be'achalti Chatas Hayoyim that Aaron HaKohen said that I'm also Be'achilus Kotzim. He's the oin until the end of the day. With what was he oin until the end of the day? What esek kameis did he have after till the end of the day? Only the avelus. So from there I know that esek kameis includes avelus, the avelus, which is after the kvur. Once I know that the esek kameis of avelus, once I know that avelus is part of the esek kameis. So now that goes into, it gets now the force of a mitzvah saseh, because I now plug it into lo yitama, which tells me that all esek hamace has the force of a mitzvah saseh.
dinner point in the Gavi Kachin still applies even if you're not. You even don't have the dinner mission made similar to the funnel. Meaning, let's say, you can't be Ozik Nkura, you still have mitzvahs, but you still can't Kachin. The Rambam has to agree to that.
I mean, what? So, because then you become Ovel right away? Somebody's mason with the lefana, but he can't be Isaac with the mace, so he right away starts Avelos.
So it's on Shabbos. Let's say
somebody's
on Shabbos, he starts off.
What'll be on Shabbos? So on Shabbos. No, so see, a person who's going to be covered with the mace after Shabbos, so he's Osukin, he's called a person who has the Isaac of Kura even on Shabbos. Because even on Shabbos himself, he can't do anything. I mean, something he could do, he could do a Mirul Akram and so on. There are maybe a Skei Mace that could be done theoretically on Shabbos. But even if right now he doesn't do anything, so we'll say, he's Chayav Mitzvah, he doesn't have the Oisik Mitzvah, Potem and a Mitzvah. But he's still Mason Mutu Lefanu, in the sense that he's a person who has the din that he's Potem and a Mitzvah, has to do the Oisik Mitzvah, Potem and a Mitzvah. Maybe Kavan Amaze, to Sodom and Yushan. But Akapanim, you know, that's a Derabon that did, well, I don't know if it's Derabon, but that may not apply in Shabbos, because on Shabbos he's not Oisik Mitzvah, Potem and a Mitzvah. But the din that he has, that he's osu b'kotchim, because he's still somebody who's osu with the mace, not obel yet, that's only with Stima Sagalu, but he's still somebody who's osu with the mace, that's true even on Shabbos. He's still a person who has on him the chiyuv to be misastik with the mace, because right away after Shabbos he has to be covered with the mace. So he's still an oinu l'gab yisik kotchim. We don't need that he's osu with the mace right now, we just need that he has on him the chiyuv to be misastik with the mace. So the mace is, it's mutal on him with first and mace, that makes him an oinu. But after the Purim l'chara, he goes home and he's finished. So no, that has to be available.
As long as he's a part of Yuba, still, even if he's not
chayv at that moment. Right, and in the Chanami, a person who doesn't have the Esek HaPur at all, because let's say the mace is in another city, so that we shall say that then he's Haka starts Avelos right away. So he has that aspect of Avelos.
In Ma'aseh Sheni, the Rambam says that Ayin is Dafkan Yom HaMisa, but if the Kfur is pushed off multiple days, and the aninus is only midirayim.
Right.
Why would that be true? If you're still osik, you're still osik in the mace, so the chiyuv should be the rice and not the rabbanon.
Yes, I don't know. If the crew is later, why is he no longer an aninus? Clearly, he's still osik with the crew in the mace. I guess the Shem Oymen can only be for a day. That's also said somewhere in the Kafir Pakistan. Yeah. That the Shem Oymen is only for a day.
That's learned that from Hayyai.
Yeah.
Maybe you need, there's two aspects here, the Iker Sheba leave. So if it's after the first day, so then what's in your leave is now more cooled down. So maybe that would be a start.
Let's leave the leave alone for a minute, because the leave is going to get a lot of problems. as it often does not. but I think as far as what's, yeah, just one more.
I don't understand how then the like Yisurim of like Yisur Pitzvah's Tashmish, how's that considered Esek HaMeis?
Because it's the Kavod HaMeis.
So then why is it not during Aninus in Yisur?
Why what?
Why is there no Yisur during Aninus?
So the chavi, only available to mission is the rice. No, it's the isur chitza after mission is only the gabon. That's not going to make them an
aino. No, I'm saying that according to the Rambam, it's only the isur chitza after the stima segola.
Right.
So if that's all the isur avelos, the whole thing is about esek hameis. So then why are they?
Because before the stima segola, you have a different esek hameis. You have the esek hameis being metamik hameis and the esek hameis being kaver the mace. But that's exactly what I'm saying. The shem aninos is that he's also with the mace, but the esek hameis is peshut sur v'loibish sur. The Esek HaMeis till the Kvura is the Esek HaKvura. The Esek HaMeis after the Kvura is the Avelos. But you need to have some Esek HaMeis in order to be called an Oinu. I think it's all the rounds together, it seems to be one more, but I really want to go on. It's a big shear, so we have a Baruch Hashem, but we have to keep it going off the rails, yeah.
In Bezvav it says Kama Chomer Mitzvahs Avel. So what does that have to do with Lo Yitama? That's what he goes on to say there.
Because the Ram Shita is that Lo Yitama is a chizik in Mitzvahs Avelos. It was so makbar in Avelos that it said even a kohen should be mitzvahed to a mace. In order that he should have Avelos, that he should be able. It was Amskil saying Kama Chomer you should be mitzvahed to a mace, which in here is talking about Avelos. Because you see, even a kohen, you know, it's just you don't say, well, you know, the mace fight, you know, goodbye, good riddance. And you have to be Oisek with the Mace, you have to be Mesabel, he has to be Mesabel and Mace. So, you see, I could have kept, there was a Makhud even claim Shemitami to the Mace. Why did Torah do that? But the Chevra Kaddish should be Mitami to the Mace. Because claim that the Torah was so Makhud that the Kohen shouldn't walk away and say, I don't have to do with Mace. So, okay. Akoponim. What I want to, Akoponim. It certainly says, I think that's the package of the Rambam. But Akoponim, Lamadnu, that the Rambam holds that what makes a person an Oinon is the fact that he is doing Aveilus. If he wouldn't be doing Aveilus, then at least after Kfura he would not be an Oinon. I mean, even without this whole shtick of her, I think that says explicitly in Aleph Aleph of Aveilus. The Rambam says, where do we learn out Mitzvahs Aveilus? Mitzvahs means Dini Aveilus. Where do we learn out? An Oval has all of the halachas of Aveilus from the fact that Aaron said, V'yachati chata soyoim, that I have an Isser Aninus, Steve Kulshin. Smashman the Rambam, that if he wouldn't have Dini Aveilus, then he wouldn't be also an Aveilus Kulshin. I mean, I think that's explicit in the Rambam. I don't even need my whole, I think what I said before is true, but even you know, even for some other take on the Rambam about Lo Yitam and so on, but in Aleph Aleph it says that the source for Aveilus, where does it say in Torah that an Ovel has to be Noyag Aveilus? From the fact that Aaron said he's also an Achilles Kotchim, not Seifayon. So you see that those two things go together. That the Isser Achilles Kotchim, the Isser of an Oinon in Achilles Kotchim, is what makes him an Oinon, is the fact that he has Dinei Aveilus. Well, that's what it says over here. So now I have a question. Maybe we'll stop with this question. Well, maybe I'll just switch it. I have a question. It says in our Mishnah that by Haruge Beistin, Lo Yehoyu Misabim Aleyem, Ela Oynim, She'ein Aminus Ela Balei. Now, what exactly, what's the translation of the Mishnah? Lo Yehoyu Misabim Aleyem, Ela Oynim. So the Rama, in the Yad Rama, he has a suffix. He says, he has two pshatim. One pshat he says that it means, Lo Yehoyu Misabim Aleyem, Ela Oynim, means that they were sad. No, it's, they were allowed to be sad for the craving of Aruge based. You know, they didn't have to have a part. You know, it wasn't they were allowed to be sad. They couldn't be misabel, is that already not? Maybe like Rashi for Kapora or whatever reason, they couldn't be misabel demonstratively. But they wanted to go home and cry the Nebuch, their brother, the murderer, was put to death by Beistin. That was okay. Or, says the Rama, maybe it means something else. Maybe it means that they had a din oinon, that they were also b'kol shem, they were also ma'aser sheni, because aninus not totally in actually conducting aveilus, aninus is totally in belay. So it's, I'm not saying, you know, as the mission is telling me, don't think that since they weren't doing aveilus, they didn't have din oinon. They had din oinon. They were talk also b'kol shem. They were talk also ma'aser sheni. So now, if we learn the mission like that second shot in the Rama, that Oynanim means that they were Osir in Kolchim, they were Osir in Maisa Sheni, Hagam, they were not Noyag Avelus. So that for sure is going to be problematic in the Rambam. Because we saw in the Rambam that the Rambam says that what makes somebody an Oynan who's Osir in Achilles Kolchim is the fact that he has Dini Avelus. And in fact, the source that there's Dini Avelus in Torah is from the fact that an Oynan is Osir in Achilles Kolchim. So how could it be that by Haruge Beistin, where there was no Dine Avelus, there were no Dine Avelus, that he was still had a Dine of Oynon to be also back to this culture? So, Chora, we have to say that the Rambam learns out, Lo Yomisavim El Oynonim doesn't mean that they were also in Kachim. It just means that they were said, they were Oynonim Beleif, Oynonim Yisrael Beleif, like the first shot in the Rambam. But it still bothers me. Because even if we'll say that, but at the end of the day, it says in the Mishnah that aninus could be belief. A person could have could be called an oinon by in being misoinon belief. Because the Mishnah calls somebody who's misabel al ameis without any dini avelus. The Mishnah calls him an oinon. He's how are you oinonim? So how do we know that when the Torah said that an oinon is also mechilas kolchim, how do we know that it means dini avelus? It means what it means in the Mishnah. Aninus belief. Maybe the Torah is saying that a person who was meislei meis, Aaron HaKohen was meislei meis, and he was certainly misoinon belibay. Maybe that's what made him also b'achilas kolchim. Where do you see over there? How do you know that when the Torah says the concept of aninus, that Aaron was also b'achilas kolchim because he was an oinon, and an oinon is also b'achilas kolchim, like lechalti b'oinim imenu? How do we know that doesn't mean maybe lechalti b'oinim imenu means aninus belief, like it means in the Mishnah? So it's worse to be the other child in the Ramayev. If the Mishnah is saying he's also Mishnah's Kolchim, then it's mamish black and white astira. But I'm saying it's not, I don't know that it's not that much better if the Mishnah doesn't mean Achilas Kolchim. But it says in the Mishnah that there's such a thing as Aninus Belev. So if there's such a thing as Aninus Belev, then how do we know that the din of Le'achalti Ba'oini Mimenu, that Oinin is also Achilas Kolchim, means any more than that? Maybe it means Aninus Belev. So how's that the source of such a thing as that you have to do a Maisa Aninus? I mean, if it meant any disbelief, it would have been more than Hayyun.
Whenever
he
said, right, so it's
a Hayyun. I mean, he said, whatever, you know, I don't know if I said that. Okay. My said, so that's all it is. It's just from the Hayyun. Can't mean that it was said, because it was said for more than a day. It must mean there was some halachas that were known for one day. Right, see, I know, so I hear you saying that the Aninus Belev can't have a shear of a Yom Echot. The Aninus, the Avelis Lemaisa can have a shear of Yom Echot. So if Aaron said, Achal Techat to Sayyim, that can't have meant the Aninus Belev, it must have meant the Aninus Lemaisa. Yes. I want to say perhaps in a different mahalach, but we're not going to get to it today. I want to point out today, and this will stop, L'chor Estirin Ram. The issue that we're raising over here is which is really implicit in the Yad Ramah and has to do with the Stir and the Ramah, we're asking really a question, Halacha L'maisa. Is by Harugi Basin, were the Krovim also Achilas Kolchim? Did they have a din of Aninus or not? The Ramah learns up Shat in the Mishnah, at least one side of the Ramah, is that they were. That's what it says in the Mishnah. It means that they were also Achilas Kolchim. Even the other Tzadon Ramah doesn't say that that's not true. The other Tzadon Ramah is just that that's not the translation of the Mishnah. Ein Aninus Ela Belev means they were allowed to be said. But you might agree that they were also Mechilas Kolchim, but then the Mishnah is not talking about it. But one Tzadon Ramah is the Mishnah is saying that an Oinon is also in Achilas Kolchim. On the other hand, Chayr in the Lefila Ramam, the Svara should be the other way around. So Ram says that the mokka for Dine Avelis is from Rechal Techatas Yoyim. It sounds like Ram holds it to go that the din of Oinon Bachilis Kolchim, Rechal Tiv Oinon, is totally in being Misabel, and not in actually doing Dine Avelis. In which case, by Aruge Beistin, Lechara, it should not apply. The Alzean Adonim, but that's the issue. There's a similar Shaila, what would be Meis Le Meis Beregel? So the Avelis is pushed off till after Yom Tov. Was he also in Achilas Kolchim? Time of Fush, anyway.
Or it's before Hasius, so he should be.
No, Hasius didn't have a bond, but the Maase is the Oinon, is he also in Achilas Kolchim? Is he Mechal HaVoido? On the one hand, Dini Avelis doesn't have. Because Meis Le Meis Beregel, the Avelis is pushed off. He's not even Shabbat Sinot, but there's a lot of rice, which is not for now, that Dvarim Shabbat Sinot is not really Dini Avelis. It doesn't have a Shem Oval from Dvarim Shabbat Sinot. To have a Shem Oval, you need Dvarim Shabbat Hesed. It's not meaning Nina right now, but in like Cotton, there's a lot of rice there. Akapana, let's assume that Meis Le Meis Beregel, so the Avelis is pushed off. So is he also in Achilas Kolchim? Or is it a similar Shaila? On the one hand, the leg, he's certainly misayinan. He's certainly meis le meis. On the other hand, dini avelus he doesn't have. So the din that is also the kolchim is it totally dini avelus, the way it sounds like in the Rambam, or is it totally aninus belev like the Rambam says? So it's very. If you look at there's two Rambams that I want to show you. The Chazal steer in the Rambam regarding this halacha itself. The Rambam in Meis Hasheni, Gimel Vav. Rama says, "Ezu Oinon." He's talking about the issue of an Oinon in Achilas Maisa Sheni, and we learn from Erech HaLachayim that he's also an Achilas Kolchim. Dr. Rama, "Ezu Oinon, Zeh Hamis Abel Al Echad Min HaKrovim Shehu Chayev Lis Abel Aleihem." Here, the lesson Rama is "Zeh Hamis Abel Al Echad Min HaKrovim Shehu Chayev Lis Abel Aleihem." I think the Rama here is it's explicit that the din of the Shem Einon is if he's misavel. But if he's not misavel, then he's not Einon. So Lamashal by Haruge Basin, where he was not misavel, then he wouldn't be Einon. Or in Mesla Mes Beregel, presumably he's not misavel, so he won't be Einon. That's what it says here in this Rambam. On the other hand, it's very striking that in Yis Mikdosh, when the Rambam is talking about Haninus by Avoido, Einon is not allowed to do Avoido, and he's Mechal Avoido. So the other Rambam says, Ezu Einon, this is Bayes Tess, Zeshem Mesloi Mes Min HaKrovim Shul Chayiv L'Sabel Aleim. Yehem HaMisu B'Ladu HaNikro Einon Din Toyer. And the line, let me divide it. So here the lesson is, Mesloi Mes Min HaKrovim Shul Chayiv L'Sabel Aleim. The definition of the krovim are the krovim shulchayim misabel aleim, but does there is misabel on the krovim? It's meis loy meis when a krovim shul misabel aleim. That's very different. Afkamina mashal in beregel. Beregel he's not misabel on a krovim shulchayim misabel aleim, but he is meis loy meis when a krovim shulchayim misabel aleim. Or how we get based it? He's not misabel, but he's still meis loy meis when a krovim shulchayim misabel aleim. So the Rambam is a stira. On the one hand, by Yisrachilo, by Sashani, and presumably Kachim, because it's Kavachayim from that, the Rambam says, the Rambam defines an Einon as a Mis'abel. A Mis'abel al Echem al. A Mis'abel al Echem Rakhayim Shuchayim Mis'abel Aleim. And by Yisrachvoido of an Einon, the Rambam says, Ezo Einon, the Shem Mes Loy Mes. So that's what I would tomorrow, Mr. Ramana, try to see what we can do with that. It's a very glaring steer in the Rambam around this issue of what makes somebody also in a Nefilas Kachim. Is it Daniel Salev, or is it the Shem Einon, or is it the fact that he's actually doing Dina Aveilus?